morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later in the program, we're going to be speaking about the death penalty and the potential repeal thereof here in New Mexico, and we're going to be speaking about universal health care and the lack thereof here in New Mexico. Right now, I would like to welcome Jim Berry. He is from SCORE, which was once known as the Service Corps of Retired Executives, now just known as SCORE. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, and thank you for having me, Mary Charlotte.
Great to have you. Now, this is a group that basically mentors people who are trying to either start businesses or advance in their business here in town.
Correct. We we have about, in the local chapter of SCORE in Santa Fe, we have about 40-plus retired business executives, spanning the gamut, really, of backgrounds, from people who have managed very large organizations, retail, manufacturing, wholesale, to small business people who have really experienced startup and expansion on a local basis. And our goal is to mentor, as you say, the people, local business people in the community.
So you come from high-tech California situation.
Yes, my background is in startup companies. I've been involved in about a dozen or so, startups, and also marketing and sales, on the marketing and sales end, as well as operations. I've started companies, subsidiaries, as well as wholly owned subsidiaries for some of the companies I've worked for. And that's my background. And each consultant, we work in teams of three, in our one-on-one consulting activities with people, our counseling activities, as we call it. And the three people try to balance each other in terms of background. So my team, I have a financial person as a colleague that I work with, another person that's an operational, has an operational background as well.
So if I were, for example, starting a new business, I might get you and two other people to work with?
Yes. We do free confidential counseling in our office downtown and also at the Business Incubator just off Airport Road. We do one-hour sessions, morning and afternoon. The morning sessions run from 9 to noon, the afternoon sessions from 1 to 4. And we do one-hour sessions with clients that come in for various reasons. They may be having difficulty in getting their business going. They may want to expand it. They may want to acquire something else. These days, a lot of the counseling that we do revolves around the recession and the difficulty in working in that kind of business environment.
How does the advice that you give, how is it different now that we have this recession or whatever it is that we're in?
A lot of people are, as you well know, are faced with some very significant decisions. So we still have a good deal of people that want to start up companies. I think we probably would find that even on a nationwide basis, our SCORE colleagues would find that, because people are losing their jobs. When people lose jobs, they become a little bit more, some become more entrepreneurial. And most of them have not started businesses in the past. So we provide consulting services that begin really with the formulation and development of the business plan, which is based on market research. And we go through the entire spectrum of developing that plan, how you set your business up, whether it's an LLC or a corporation or a sole proprietorship, whatever, the advantages and disadvantages, the insurance requirements, the compliance requirements, taxation, that sort of thing, how you set up your financials, set up a marketing program, advertising, what's the most effective way for you to advertise your business, how to hire and retain people, and even how to develop and get traffic on a website. Those kinds of things that can help you start or augment an existing business.
And a lot of that information people could probably find out and figure out on their own, but it's just kind of daunting mm-hmm. to take it all on yourself when mm-hmm. you're one person.
Plus, I think people find that the Santa Fe is a unique city when it comes to lots of things, I guess, but particularly SCORE. We have four chapters of SCORE three or four chapters in New Mexico.
It's a national organization.
It's a national organization. We have about 10,000, chapters or so. I think there are about 40 or 50,000 consultants across in each of the major cities. We have a chapter in Las Cruces, Albuquerque, here, and perhaps somewhere else. I'm sorry, uh-huh. I don't know. Here we have about 45 active counselors, and the quality of the backgrounds of these folks, given the fact that it's Santa Fe, I suspect, is very, very high.
So a lot of very successful people,
yes,
have made their money, bought their little dream house, retired here, mm-hmm, and then they're bored, and so they start giving back in this way.
Yeah. And it's a very rewarding experience to work with people who have never done that before, and to think that you're helping them really get a business underway, or to, you know, turn a business around if it's sort of heading in the wrong direction.
One of the things that I found interesting, I had a friend who was very much helped by SCORE in putting together a business plan and starting a very small business. But one of the things that he was telling me was that there was an encouragement to take out a loan. He said, "Well, I don't need a loan." And he said, "Well, but look at what you could do with a loan." And this was a while back before this business downturn. But now I was thinking, you know, that is kind of the encouragement of a culture of debt, which of course has gotten our country into trouble.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's very situationally dependent, business to business, as to what SCORE counselors will recommend. But a lot of people come to us with, they want to start a business, they have a very good idea. We try to really vet and validate that idea with them. Will it work? And if so, what's it going to take to be able to bring that to fruition? It's a lot of research, a lot of background work that's involved. And we take a very strong look at the individuals to see whether or not we feel that their personal goals are to the point where they can actually pull something like this off. At that point, then we take a look at their financial position. And all our counseling is confidential, and it's free. We don't charge anything for it. So there's high value in that regard, I think, as well. But we try to encourage them to take the right approach. And if securing financing is necessary, then we certainly will recommend that. One of the principal precepts that I think a lot of my colleagues operate from is that one of the principal reasons that most small businesses fail is lack of financing or being underfinanced. And so we don't encourage.
What does that look like? Let's give an example, like a case history of a business where if they had more financing, more debt or capital investment or whatever, they would have succeeded when they didn't.
Well, it could be any number of businesses. Let's take an example that might be a retail operation. In taking a look at planning for capital resources, someone may not look out 1 or 2 years. They may think that an initial purchase of inventory is all they need. They may not be anticipating growth. They may not be anticipating other things that can inhibit your business, like competition, outside influences like the current economic condition. So we can, because of the background experience of our people, we can help them to sort a lot of that out and to try to optimize the need for financing for their business if it's required.
We're talking to Jim Berry of SCORE. So there is not only this one-on-one mentoring or three-on-one, whatever, mentoring of people, young, you know, any age, entrepreneurs, and it's not only people starting a new business, but people who would like to take a new step within their existing business, things like that. But you also do seminars, and the
yes,
seminars have just gotten underway.
Mm-hmm. This is the 11th year we've done them, and we do them twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. This spring we're doing 13, we usually do 12 or 13 seminars, and they really map back to the kind of counseling that we do. The goal is to have people who don't feel they might be ready for counseling yet to come and to hear some of our counselors. The presenters are all counselors at SCORE, and to hear them present how you do a business plan. What's the value of a business plan? That's our first seminar. It sort of begins with the foundation document for a business. And from there we go into the aspects of managing money, setting up your accounting system, legal structures for your business, regulatory compliance, recruiting and hiring people, developing and retaining people, how you finance your business, if you have financing as a necessary aspect. Marketing and advertising. This year we've added two new modules, one on the retail business, developing a positive customer experience. It's going to be administered by a couple of longtime Sears folks who've retired in the Santa Fe community. That will be an addition to the program. And we've also added another module called Surviving the Recession. And we feel that that's an appropriate a stopgap, but an appropriate module to add, given the fact that a lot of businesses in Santa Fe are facing some very difficult times, and some are having to close their door.
What are some tips for surviving recession if you're a business?
Well, there are a lot. Cash is probably the best thing to, things like not overextending yourself, not only from a cash standpoint, but also from a personnel or a resource standpoint, if you're buying inventory or if you're trying to hire people, whatever. Ways to look at cutting back, managing resources that you have. Hopefully you can minimize laying people off, but get more out of them. Get more out of your marketing efforts. Get more out of your advertising efforts. How do you optimize some of those things? We'll be talking about a lot of those techniques in the seminar, and hopefully people will walk away with some tools that they can use or some ideas that they can incorporate.
One of the situations that you have is you're retired executives, so you are people who came up in maybe the 60s, 70s, and 80s before the internet. And how do you learn quickly the great revolution that the internet has basically created for business?
I only retired 3 years ago, so I sort of grew up with this. And I'd say half of my colleagues probably have as well. I think most of their counselors, at least the ones that I know, fairly well, have a computer ease, if you will. I mean, they've worked with
computers.
So
they've grasped the potential and the whole thing.
They may not know how to set up a website and develop it, but we do have several counselors. One of our modules, it's actually our last module, is setting up a website and developing traffic for it. And that person, the person that runs that, the counselor, as well as a couple of other people, have some pretty extensive experience in working with the internet and optimizing it for business.
So if people would like to find out more and to register, they can call the Business Incubator at 505-424-1140. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they can also check out SCORE at their website, which is?
Our website is www.santafescore.org.
Santafescore.org. Just found it.
We welcome people to call in, to drop in, whatever. Our telephone number is 988-6302 at the SCORE office, which is located at 120 Federal Way. I think it's called the Montoya Building. It's just to the left of the post office downtown.
And so people can they just drop in?
They could drop in. We would prefer that they give us a call, and we will usually chat with them about whether they're ready for counseling or if so, what area, because we have teams that have expertise in different areas. We'll encourage them to attend one or all of the workshops that we have as kind of a primer, I guess, for counseling services. And as you said, they began last evening, and they'll run through April the 21st.
Everything is free.
Everything's free. They need to call the incubator at the number you told them.
424-1140.
Right, and register, because we need to have a registration count. We are sponsored, SCORE's seminar series is sponsored by the City of Santa Fe Economic Development Division. It's underwritten by them. It's hosted by the incubator, and of course presented by the local chapter of SCORE there.
Well, Jim Berry, thanks so much for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's a pleasure being here.
We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a few minutes. Please stay tuned.